through the good times and through the bad times. Update. Your talking newspaper. Keeping you connected.
So, a very warm welcome to the opening segment of our first edition for the new year. Happy New Year. As part of Update Talking News Stoke and North Staffordshire, this is for January the 17th, 2025. It's absolutely amazing to have you back with us, and I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. And, as I said, Happy New Year to everybody. Now, currently, we do aim to get the service out via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks, with the occasional overlap depending on volunteer availability and situations outside our control. Now, we have been noticing recently that all the pouches haven't been coming back in time within the 2 week period. So I'm more inclined to kind of stretch it out to every 3 weeks to make sure that we can get all the pouches out to you in time, because if we don't get them back, it creates a few problems for us. The next edition will be on February the 7th, so that's 3 weeks' time, 2025. Content's available on our website at updatestoke.org. It's also available via the Wireless for the Blind Talking Newspaper app, which is on tablet or smartphone. And we're also on Alexa and Google Nest. Please do let us know of your experiences using the other services. Please do, because it really does help us to collect data and take the service forward in the future. So to access Update on Alexa, you just need to say to your Alexa device, enable my talking newspaper, and then when prompted, ask for Stoke on Trent. And on the Google Nest, you say, hey Google, play Update Talking News podcast. If you have any problems with this, then please do get in touch. Also, if you do need any help whatsoever with any of the services or anything else, then please do give me a call on 07500 870689 and I can have a little chat with you about it and guide you through the process. If you have problems leaving a message, then please do call back and I will answer and be able to sort your issue out. Now, if you know of anyone who'd like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please do let them know about it. Always spread the word. We really do need that. And the same goes regarding volunteers. If you know anyone at all, maybe a neighbour or a family member or grandson or anyone who may have a little bit of spare time, who may want to contribute, or granddaughter, then do have a little chat with them and ask them to get in touch. We're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks and machines or need your equipment changing because it's failed on you to make a contribution of £25 or more to help with the additional costs. The addition of Alexa means a few changes around availability of content, so certain things are only available on our website and via the USB pouch service. Staffordshire Sight Loss are sharing our content links when available, and that's on their website, Facebook, Twitter, etc. They also offer a whole host of services, social groups, get-togethers, but also help things like living with sight loss courses, and also come out and help you if you need any extra support. They have a drop-in at their hub in Albion Street on Tuesdays, and that's all day. And they also have them all around the area now. And you can find out more information by going onto their website. And the best thing to actually do that is to just ask Google for Staffordshire Sight Loss, and that should bring that up for you. You can contact them. Their telephone number is 07931 327018, and you can call, text or WhatsApp. You can also email if you prefer, and that's hello@ssla.org.uk. Now, I'm going to quickly have a look at some of the events for January. I'll quickly do a very, very quick run through as I have it here. So there's a Braille class for you. That's every Monday, 10:30 till 12, and that's Monday the 20th and the 27th of January, and that's in the SSL community room, which is next to Update. Then there's Hanley Resource Hub. That's every Tuesday, 10 till 4, as I mentioned. And then the dates for that are the 21st and the 28th coming up. They do have a radio show. It's every Thursday from 8 till 9 p.m. And It is the 23rd and the 30th of January, and it is repeated on Sundays, and you can listen live on Rainbow FM, or you can enable Rainbow FM skill on your Alexa. So the Newcastle Social Group, Community Junction Cafe, this is St. Andrew's Place. It's SD51DL. It's the second Wednesday of each month. That's 10:30 till 12. And so the next one is going to be the beginning of February, isn't it? So that's going to be the second Wednesday of February. So Leek Social Group and Resource Hub is at the Salvation Army, Salisbury Street, and that's the second Friday of each month. So the next one is going to be the second Friday of February. So let's just put the music back on. So we've got Biddulph Social Group. That's the third Friday of each month. And the next one is this Friday, Friday the 17th. But then that will be the third Friday in February. That's 10:30 till 12 p.m. And the Resource Hub is open 10:30 till 2 p.m. Now, the Hanley Social Group is in the SSL Community Room, again on the first floor next to Update, and the forecourt, 12 Albion Street, obviously, and it's accessible by lift or stairs. And that's the last Wednesday of each month, and the next one is going to be Wednesday the 29th of January. That's 10:30 till 12 p.m. If you want to know what's going on in that, and if there's a speaker or anything, please do give them a call. I'm sure they'll let you know. Now, the Sight Loss Ladies Group meets every other month, and that's on the first Thursday. The next one is going to be February the 6th, and that's at the SSL Community Room, first floor, and that is 10:30 till 12 p.m., and that is going to be on February the 6th. So there's no activity group in January, but the next trip is Middleport Pottery Create with Clay, but that is fully booked. That's Friday the 31st. But information about activities and outings can be obtained by calling the office, and you can give them a call on 079 31 32 7018, and they can answer all your questions. Also, the Mitchell Arts Centre is offering regular craft activities and audio described films. All crafts take place from 11 a.m. and films from 1 p.m. And the next things coming up, we have craft for 11 a.m. on the 28th of January, quilling, which is rolling, shaping and gluing paper into decorative shapes. And the film on the 28th of January at 1 p.m. is La La Land. And please do call the office on that number, which is 079 31 32 7018, to let them know if you plan to attend any of those. And just a reminder that the phone number again is 079 31 32 7018. So that's the events for January and a little bit of February for Staffordshire Sight Loss. Wonderful stuff. They've got some amazing events coming up. So if you've not got involved in those before, perhaps give it a go. Or if you have, then go to whatever suits your taste, is the best way to actually say that, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so the readers this week are myself, Liz, Uta. We've got Jean bringing your poems. We've got Liz covering the sport for Cliff this week, with Uta also bringing us the one and only snippets. We've got two quizzes. Liz bringing you her one and only quiz in local news and features. And then I've got Timbo's trivia at the start of the edition. And then in the entertainment segments, also in the entertainment segments, we have the best of the TV radio film stream highlights, and those with audio description. We've got TV grapevine gossip for you. We've got some of the films that are on at the cinema. We're going to do a preview of the next show that is coming up at the New Vic Theatre. There's not really too much on at the Regent. I might give you a couple of one-nighters that are coming up. And we've also got an Audible, if I can squeeze it in for you, an Audible audiobook preview, and we'll try and get a musical interlude from Wicked in there as well. And we've got three editions of BBC Radio 4's In Touch at the end of the edition. If there is any content that we are not currently offering that you would like to hear, then please do get in touch. Give us a call on 07500 870689. Now, I hope everyone had a lovely Christmas, whatever you may have been doing, and you all shared some wonderful memories with friends and family. I also hope that you kicked the new year off in style and you're in good spirits, and hope, unlike me, that you're not feeling the blues. I often do this time of year. And when you do, it's always good, isn't it, to have something to look forward to. And if you do feel a little down or get a little lonely at the start of the year, then perhaps why not reach out to a friend or family member that you've not spoken to for a while, or someone in your life who you have always depended on, and perhaps have a nice phone call, arrange to meet for a walk, lunch or a coffee. And whatever you do, wrap up warm as it is getting colder. And please do be aware, another thing that we need to let you know of, please do be aware of scams this January and February, as they're popping up all over the place in text, on WhatsApp, email, through the post and on the telephone. And if you're ever in doubt about them, always ask someone first for advice. Don't give people your money or your data. If you need any help or support, please do get in touch and we'll try and help you whatever way we can. We can also refer you to other services that may be able to help and provide you with a range of information, like how to use entertainment services like Netflix and Amazon with audio description and talking book services. You can call us at any time on 07500 870689. Now, we are currently pursuing funding streams. We're supported by a National Lottery Awards for All, but through these difficult times, money only goes so far and donations are always appreciated. If you've given a donation, a massive, massive thank you to you, because I don't think you realise how much that makes a difference. And we do implement the contribution request, so if you are switching to a different service like the app, which we provide, or Alexa or Google Nest, or you need a machine replacing, then we do ask for you to make a contribution of £25. But if you can afford to make a donation to us anyway, we really do appreciate that, because by getting more donations, it stops us from sort of being in that situation where we have to charge, and we don't really want to have to do that. Now, I hope you always find ways to lift your spirits when you need to. And if you do need to get in touch with us about anything whatsoever and you want to give us any feedback, then please do give us a call. That phone number again is 07500 870689. You can email us if you would prefer. That's updatetnstoke@gmail.com. We're always here if you need us. And I would like to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and supporting Update, especially throughout the whole of 2024. A big thank you to all those who have donated. A special thanks to all our volunteers. We couldn't do what we do without them, because they give up all their time to help to keep Update going. And I hope you do enjoy the range of features and information to follow. Through all things, keep smiling through. Happy New Year yet again, because it's that time of year that we say it, and I really do mean it. And I hope you do enjoy this first edition for 2025. Keep listening. We've got Timbo's Trivia coming up, and then we're going to go in to an exciting array of news stories for you in local news and features with myself, Liz and Uta.